You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Can't Bowl, Can't Throw. By the fifth Ashes test, they'll be have 128 Ollies in their starting 11.
If he didn't have that on the back of his shirt, he wouldn't be funny at all.
No, there's a joke there somewhere. we're insufficiently woke to appreciate wokes.
Pat Cummins has never been chubby, I'm sure.
In a week where the cancellation of the fifth test means that the match will now be decided by 5 days of India and England fans being unpleasant to one another on social media, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
And later talk about the launch of Ravi Bhai's book, his first book, and I hope he writes a few more because he has a lot more to share and his experiences have been priceless for us and they continue to be.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Libke on Can't Bowl, Can't Throw, and Virat Kohli introducing or giving a speech at Ravi Shastri's book launch and casting a bit of shade on his first book, I reckon.
he definitely wants him to write some more. So you could look at that in a couple of ways. It's like, well, maybe have another stab at this, Ravi, or maybe it's just like, no, we enjoyed this so much, give us some more. Yeah, so of course that book launch was believed to be the infamous source of the COVID infection for Ravi Shastri, which ended up cancelling that fifth test between England and India.
Wowee.
And I was wondering, you know, what might happen at Ravi Shastri's next book launch?
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to think that at his next book launch, we might have Jarvo 69 running on.
Yes, that would definitely go down well.
Yeah. And maybe Kohli hopes that Shastri launches a book every time Kohli needs to be somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, can't do this sponsor appearance because Ravi Bhai's launched another book.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's right. I'd also like to see, Ravi diversify his catalogue, you know, go into different genres. I'd like to see him, you know, write a thriller, you know, perhaps about a handsome cricket commentator turned coach who has to, you know, unravel a mystery secretly hidden in footage from early in his career. It could be called The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible. I thought you were heading in a Columbo direction there.
No.
Because I think Ravi Shastri would make a good Columbo.
He would make a good Columbo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other possibility I had, he could go into children's books. He could write The Magic Faraway Shastri.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
That's the end of my puns.
Oh, that's really bad puns. Fantastic. Yes, well, we did have a lot of people commenting on this cancellation and being very unpleasant to each other.
Yes. I think everybody on England and India Twitter got very cranky at one another. And I think it will definitely last longer than the 5 days I suggested in that opening intro.
Yeah, quite possibly. Will it be a timeless decider? Seriously, though, cancelling the test really was the only way to stop Jarvo 69 running on again.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think he's on unstoppable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And the other thing, of course, of cancelling the test, it did mean that poor old Nasser Hussain and Mike Atherton had to get up and just talk nonstop for 5 days. I believe they're still going. I think if we turn on Fox Sports right now, they're still talking away.
Well, they may not even notice the delay. It's like, this match hasn't started very quickly here. Yep. They did talk for a long time. And we particularly liked the apology from the BCCI, didn't we?
Yes.
Anyway, before we get to the apology letter, why was the BCCI apologising for the COVID outbreak in England? I mean, surely that's England's fault.
You would have thought so, yes.
Yes, yeah. But anyway, the ECB should be apologising for infecting them, basically. But they did have a wonderful use of in lieu of. Do you have the phrasing there?
Yeah, basically they said, in lieu of the strong relationship between BCCI and ECB, the BCCI has offered to ECB a rescheduling, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So, yeah, in lieu of.
Instead of.
Instead of, yeah. So we don't have a good relationship, don't have a strong relationship, but instead of that, we'll offer a rescheduling.
Yeah.
So I think they probably meant to say probably in view of.
Yes.
Yeah. Nevertheless, close enough.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
All right, so there's obviously lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we do just have enough time to cover this fifth test between England and India, right?
Yes, and I didn't write a formal apology letter to you, Dan, but actually with COVID cases on the rise here in Australia, I think we're going to cancel this.
Yeah, we're going to cancel it. We've had enough. Are we cancelling it? Are you forfeiting this segment postponing it?
No, maybe postponing it, and I'm going to go and check on my IPL bets.
Oh, okay, all right. We'll check on the IPL bets instead.
Yeah, I'm off. See you later.
See ya.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
Well, we don't have a Patreon. Well, actually we do, but it's for our other podcasts.
Yeah.
So feel free, if you want to throw some money at us, you can go to Hitchpod, in which we cover Alfred Hitchcock movies. But otherwise, if you'd like to support this podcast, why don't you go and give us an honest 5-star rating on iTunes or your podcast store of choice?
Yeah, I think specifically we're looking for a very specific format of reviews. I know it's a pain in the neck to go away and write a review. We'd like to see reviews in the form of Can't Bowl, Can't Throw is the most blank cricket podcast of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Kat and Dan's devotion to blank is what keeps me coming back each week. So a couple of blanks for you to fill in.
Yep.
Do that, and we may track down the funniest 5-star reviews that we get and read them out on air in a future episode.
And did you put some sock puppets and pretend reviews up there?
Not yet, no. Not yet. Maybe I should, so that people could just copy and paste.
Well, I got ready for that, and I went to the random word generator to come up with some reviews. Do you want to hear what I came up with?
Yep.
Okay, so Can't Bowl, Can't Throw is the most, and the random word generator gave me here. Imminent.
Imminent.
Yeah. Can't Bowl, Can't Throw is the most imminent cricket podcast of them all. Kat and Dan's devotion to cabbage is what keeps me coming back each week.
Well, there you go. Well, right as we're recording, I don't think you can get more imminent than being in the process of recording, so that's very
accurate. That's true. I also had other words. Can't Bowl, Can't Throw is the most debonair, lewd and callous cricket podcast of them all. Kat and Dan's devotion to screeching, ballet and magenta. What keeps me coming back each week.
I was approached by a man who I later discovered to be a bookmaker from India. I was fined $10,000 and paid my fine immediately. I realised and accept fully that my actions were naive and stupid. I realised that I was very naive and stupid and stupid and stupid.
That is a quite remarkable. Steve, what is this segment, Dan?
This is Cat's Gambling Corner. I did hear that you wanted to talk about the IPL and your bets. So big thanks, of course, to Kenny Rogers and Mark Warren, Shane Warne, for all contributed to that sting for Cat's Gambling Corner.
They are naive and stupid. I am not.
No, you're not. You're a savvy bettor.
That's true. Well, I'll give you a bit of an update of where we are with the IPL, because it's starting again in a week.
Yep.
And I do love the IPL. Mm. I mean, not everyone does, but I really do. And so far, well, it had to be stopped halfway through because of COVID, but we've done 29 matches out of 56.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are going to be done in the UAE. They're starting on the 20th of September in Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Sharjah. And the final is on the 16th of October. So we've got about 4 weeks of IPL delight.
4 weeks of concentrated IPL.
That's right. And at the moment, the Delhi Capitals are on top. They've won 6 out of 8. And then CSK and RCB are second and third. They've won 5 matches out of 7.
Right.
So the top three are pretty close.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good. So and RCB, that's the team we're supporting this year, right?
That's Maxwell's team,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
So Royal Challengers Bank, which we change every year.
Yeah.
Well, we're not diehard supporters.
We change along with Maxwell, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, mostly. I mean, I used to be a Sunrisers fan, but they're just too pathetic.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So
So what bets do you have on for this particular season? I know you do like your bets.
Well, I kind of gave up earlier in the year because I wasn't sure. I thought, I'll just, the bets will just. But they've been hanging there now for 6 months and they're still alive.
Yeah.
So I've got some long-term bets on. They're kind of for the entire season. Mm-hmm. So the first one is for Kolkata Knight Riders or the Rajasthan Royals to finish bottom. Either of those two teams finish bottom and I get some money.
Yep.
And at the moment, Sunrisers are winning the race to the bottom.
But where are these two teams?
They're second and third bottom or fourth bottom
or
something.
Okay, so we just need the Sunrisers to come good.
That's right.
So Davey Warner, is that who we're relying on? Is he still a Sunriser?
Yeah, yep. he's still here. We're hoping they have a better second half. Mm-hmm. Anyway, with Pat Cummins gone, KKR might descend further. So thanks,
yeah.
Pat.
Yeah,
thanks,
good work, Pat.
Good work, Pat. I also need a few players to score 500 runs for these bets. So Kohli, Darwin, S. Yadav and Rahul.
Okay.
They have to get 500 runs.
And so we're about halfway through the season, right? So
yeah.
How close are they to 250 runs?
They're not doing too badly.
Right.
I mean, Suya Kumar, Yadav, perhaps letting the side down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Kohli's a little behind the pace, but Darwin...
Kohli will pick it up. Kohli's, he's come back, he's fit and didn't do much in the test series, so he'll be ready to go.
That's right. And Darwin and Rahul well ahead.
Yeah, right. Okay.
They'll do well. A few players, I haven't finished yet. A few players have to get 20 wickets.
Yeah. Okay.
So those are Bumrah, Rabada, Bolt, and Rashid Khan.
All right. So, and how are they going? They need to be at about 10 so far.
They're
right?
Terrible. They're all terrible. They may come good in the UAE.
Well, Bumrah has hit form. Bumrah is much better than he was 6 months ago.
That's exactly right. Yep. Rashid Khan's holding up his end of the bargain. He's on about 10, 9 or 10.
Yep. And Rabada and Bolt are
five or six.
Hanging there. So maybe they'll come. So what's that in total? Is that's 9 bets, right?
No. Just the one bet.
Yeah.
I've got $10 on all 9 outcomes coming off at the same time.
So this is 9 legs of the one bet. So big spender, $10.
$10 on these 9 outcomes going. I'm a true ad for gambling responsibly because I'm getting an entire season of enjoyment out of these 9 improbable outcomes all coming off. For just $10.
And what do you get paid if these 9 things come off?
Oh, it's like
tens
four
of millions
like
of dollars.
It's like 4 figures.
You get paid more than bloody Pat Cummins did.
Anyway, this was an off-the-shelf bet, so presumably the betting companies know that it's just impossible, completely impossible. Anyway, Glenn Maxwell also, this is a separate bet. Only one I've got one other bet on.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Maxwell needs just top score for RCB.
How's he going?
He's top scoring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go Maxie.
AB de Villiers, though, is kind of, snapping at his heels. Mm. So I'm not all that confident, but go Maxie.
AB could retire any moment now. We learned that last week.
Let's hope for an AB retirement halfway through the season.
And he can come back in the back half. He come back for the final.
Yeah, good
idea. Just retire for 3 or 4 games in the middle here.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah.
And so you mentioned that Pat Cummins won't be coming back.
Yeah.
Are there any other players who you've recorded as not returning?
I think most of England.
No one in England is going. There's some kind of protest at India refusing to play this test, right?
Well, I think it's probably just because they just don't want to go to another tournament, right? Yeah. I mean, Butler's out because he's having babies.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason Cummins is out too. So
yes.
Kate Cummins is about to have a baby.
Yep,
so
that's true.
I was just thinking maybe all these players should have babies donated to them. So they all have acceptable excuses.
Yep.
Right? I'm not coming, but it's because someone hands them a baby and just because.
That's
of
right.
This
if you don't have an injury, you've got to have a baby.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good because it's Bairstow, Wokes, Milan. They're all pulling out. I mean, I'm not going to miss them.
Yep.
I'm quite happy with who's left in the IPL. They've all got bubble fatigue, which bubble fatigue sounds like something you get like if you're babysitting your 3-year-old niece and you've only got one toy in the cupboard and it's the bubble maker.
I thought you were going to say bubble fatigue is what you get when you try and pop those package bubbles and then after a while there's like tens of thousands of them and you just can't pop
that's
anymore.
Hard on your thumbs.
Yeah.
I think you do get bubble fatigue for that.
Yep. Anyway. So England are definitely suffering from bubble fatigue. The Australians aren't. The Australians haven't been in a bubble for months.
Well, quite a lot of them have pulled out too. I'm giving you those ones that have pulled out. But do you think these English players will go to the Ashes or does the bubble fatigue extend to the Ashes, or are they saving their bubble?
They're saving their bubble fatigue for the Ashes. I think they're disintegrating this current bubble, and they're just going to have a rest for the next few months, and then they'll be ready to re-bubblify when it's time for the Ashes.
That's good, and hopefully they can bubble with some of their new babies and so on as well.
Yep.
So I found something in Daniel Breddick's last article. Actually, it was from today.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast. Wonderful turn of phrase here about what's going to happen over the Australian summer. And, of course, we've got vaccines rolling out, but, you know, a little slow. But Breddick's...
not a race, Kat.
It's not a race, is it? I think it is a race.
Yeah, it might be a race.
Breddick said, the federal government's vaccine rollout has taken place with all the speed and vitality of Mike Gatting in the field on his last Ashes tour in 1994-95.
Oh, that's a chilling image.
What a metaphor.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Fantastic. Well done, Dan.
That is super.
So what other Australians are missing apart from our good friend Pat?
Mitch Marsh is out for Sunrisers.
So he's a Sunrisers. That's a shame for the Sunrisers.
That is a shame. I would prefer Marsh to be in there.
Because Mitch Marsh was the only Australian in form when they toured the West Indies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. We've got a few players out for the Royal Challengers. Philippe, Daniel Sams, Zampa, I think. He's maybe left before. Maybe he left in the first half.
Yeah, I vaguely recall Zampa trying to escape a day before they organised that that flight to wherever the hell they all flew to. They all flew to an island, remember, and stayed there for 2 weeks. It was all very exciting.
Exactly. We've got Ty and Kane Richardson out for the Royals. Jai Richardson's out for...
So Richardson's everywhere.
Yeah. Out for the Punjab Kings. But we have quite a lot of players coming back. Plenty of them are coming back. Steve Smith, a tough one. Steve Smith, Stoinis, Lynn Coulter-Nile, Enriquez, Dan Christian.
Oh, yeah, Dan Christian's back, yep.
Warner's back. And a couple that are new.
Okay.
So Josh Hazlewood wasn't going to play. He was out in the first half, but apparently he's decided he'll play the second half. So good work. And then there's a bunch of other overseas players as well. And Markram's coming in, Adil Rashid, a couple of players who weren't in before, Tim Southee. So we've got some New Zealanders filling the gap. Mitchell Santner's also coming back in.
Number one test team in the world, New Zealand. As a lot of people seem to briefly forget during that last test series. But yes. The other great thing is Steve Smith, as you mentioned, is coming back, and we did see Steve Smith doing a little YouTube Q&A, but we'll discuss that a little later. So Steve Smith is ensconced over there. He's ready to go.
Fantastic.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller reward.
All right, it's time for the Moeller Award, which, of course, is our award for the most absurd thing that happened in cricket over the past week. And pretty much until yesterday, I thought that Ravi Shastri was just going, his book launch was just going to waltz this in effortlessly.
Yeah.
But in the last 24 hours, we've had some really rather spectacular nominees step forward for the Moeller.
Yes, well, I mean, number two, we do have Ravi Shastri as our first nominee, but number two, I think, is the dog on the field in the All-Ireland T20 Cup between two teams called Breedy and CSNI, because this particular dog, who seemed to belong to one of the players, ran on and didn't just run on and distract everyone, ran on, grabbed the ball.
Yep. And then ran away from some of the players until until the dog got to the batter and then just lay down and dropped the ball at the batter's feet. So what a good dog.
What a good
dog. We were calling for more dogs in cricket last week, so good to see that they've picked up on this.
Needs more training though. I mean, you're supposed to bring when you're a dog and you're fielding, you've got to bring the ball back to the bowler. Right?
That's true, yeah. Waste of time dropping it at the batter's feet.
Yeah, but still, we love dogs on field. Yeah, what else we got?
Well, as I mentioned, Steve Smith's Q&A, there was an old tweet of Steve Smith's emerged. I'm not quite sure how it re-emerged, but this is from 2011. He tweeted at David Hussey, at David Hussey 29, hard determinism versus metaphysical libertarianism. Which side are you on? #Hashtag free will. So that's a fantastic tweet from Steve Smith.
Wow, from 2011 or 2012? Something
20, like? Yeah, a decade or so ago.
Yeah.
So a young Steve Smith before he became the Steve Smith we know and love now.
A young philosopher.
A young philosopher, Steve Smith. And because of this tweet resurfaced, in this YouTube Q&A that I mentioned, a good proportion of people were in there asking him this exact same question. It's like, Steve, hard determinism versus metaphysical libertarianism, which side are you on?
Oh, absolutely inspired.
It's a little bit sad that at the time of recording he hasn't answered. I mean, he may not have the free will to do so. We may never know. But
which one do you think?
Which one do I think?
Yeah, well, which one do you think Steve Smith thinks?
Oh, which one do I think Steve Smith thinks? Mm-hmm. I think he thinks the free will hashtag refers to Will Pekowski.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So I think he believes that's what free will refers to, and I believe that he was always destined to believe that.
Okay. All right. That's good.
So, yeah. So that's another Muller nomination, Steve Smith's philosophical side.
Steve Smith's mind.
Yep. And, of course, we do have one final Muller nomination.
So we have a wonderful Muller nomination of a mancad. Well, at least one mancad. And this was by a 16-year-old bowler from Cameroon. They were playing in Botswana against Uganda.
Yes.
This is a women's T20 World Cup Africa region qualifier, something like that.
Yep.
And she, her name, Miva Duma, mancatted four different batters over two overs during this match. They still lost the match.
Yeah.
But what a glorious display by this 16-year-old bowler. Amazing.
Yeah, she's an absolute hero. Oh. She's possibly the greatest female cricketer of her generation, I would go so far to say.
Yeah, definitely. She needs to stop bowling probably. She wasn't a great bowler.
Yeah.
But she's a fantastic mancatter.
Yeah. And mancads probably don't go into the stats, which is a shame. I think mancads, they are a special kind of run out. They should go into the stats for the bowler.
Oh, it
requires actual skill.
Yeah. Because Duma had one wicket bowled. She bowled one of the openers. And then there were four mancads. If anyone deserves a five-far, it's her.
Definitely. Yeah. And of course, the Ugandan batters, the old saying is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me four times, shame on the entire cricketing nation of Uganda.
Yeah, I'd say so. Particularly as I went back into quite a bit of detail in this match and I had a look at it. So the first wicket was the first mancad was at 1 for 153.
Yep.
So this team is getting away from them. There's a little bit of frustration from the bowlers here. And this particular bowler was only on for a second or third over. So she's probably not one of the main bowlers, I would say. Anyway, first of all mancadded the non-striker, and the striker at the time on strike was Muzamal, who in the same over was then mancadded. I mean, she was up the other end. She was actually batting and saw this mancad happen. Three balls later, same thing happened to her. I mean, honestly, she wasn't the new batter at all. Then the same thing happened in a little bit later in the when they were 4 for 182 at this point. Another woman was on strike and mancad happened. Mancad number three, and then same over. That same striker again.
Yep.
Soon she got up the other end, couldn't wait to get out of her crease.
Fantastic.
It was just these two strikers should have learnt. They were both there. Anyway, and no, this was the top order, Dan, that all got mancatted, the top sort of four or five. None of the bowlers were mancatted.
No, the bowlers know what they're doing.
Bowlers know what they're doing when they're batting. But my favourite bit from the commentators, if you listen to the clip that's there, the commentator's going, was that the fourth or was that the fifth mancad? I'm not sure. I've lost count, to be honest. That was a fantastic bit of commentary.
That's proper cricket.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So who's going to win the Muller Award out of that lot?
Well, who do you think? I think it's your turn to choose.
I'm pretty sure it's got to be the mancad. We love a good mancad here. Four mancads, that's just absolutely fantastic. So
Maiva Duma, who clearly warned that fourth person three times.
Yep.
No question. And also beating the record, because I feel like Ashwin holds a record for the number of mancads, and that was in three different matches.
Yeah, I was going to say, in a lifetime? Yeah.
So beating Ashwin at this, I think Ashwin is the master, and we have a new master.
New
crowned.
Master mancadder.
We might even need to change the name from mancad to the Duma.
Duma. Fair enough. Yeah. I think that's pretty much where we're going to leave it. So you've been listening to Dan Lipke and Kat Jones. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Lee Cricket.
And I am at Cricket by Kat. Follow us at Can't Bowl Throw, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.